This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Up into the next hour of the Good Day program, where we ask you to think every day about what's going on in your life. I'm Doug Steffen, master of ceremonies in a manner of speaking, with a lovely.
If I say that, it sounds old, doesn't it? If I say
doesn't
lovely,
it?
Jay, I don't know. I think a lot
like of I'm old or you're old.
No, I'm old. intellectually stimulated. Why do I have to have a handle? People make up their own mind.
Yeah, I'm okay with being called lovely.
Yeah. Okay. Good. All right. So,
you're lovely something. Too.
I am lovely. There's nothing about me that's not lovely. That's true. He said with a smile in his voice. I'm looking at my darling Daisy May here, who's sitting in the doorway, wondering how come we haven't gone downstairs for a pee yet. I know. Sorry, Daisy. Hold on. Lots of things going on. Your dog, Daisy. You have a dog, Daisy, too. She's
I
sitting
do.
In the doorway and wait for you to bring her down or outside for a pee?
No, she's usually right next to me. We can hear her snoring a lot of
times. Yes, sometimes.
But the last couple days, she is in a different area of the house. She's just hanging out.
Right. All right. Well, listen, hanging out is a dog's privilege, much as anything else. We can learn a lot from watching our dogs, actually, how to figure things out and how to not take it so seriously or how to take things. Daisy... Because we have the weather issues here. My Daisy goes bananas when it comes to lightning and thunder and noise in general. And that's because I think of where she came from. You know, she's a rescue from a place, a puppy mill down in the south. And she was abused as a dog and
as a puppy.
And so, you know, the noises that were around her, I'm sure, are what is the cause. And I wonder how many people go through that when you think about your dogs, unless you know them from the very beginning, from when they were puppies.
Mm-hmm.
Like my daughter and her husband and Miles are adopting, they have a new little standard poodle they're going to get after the other two. Tony, the mother's dog, was a standard poodle and died 2-3 years ago. And then their dog that they had, that they got, whose first day in life was spent here on the farm. He died. So they go through the mourning period. People who have dogs, sometimes they just want to go out the next day and go get another dog.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Is that, I guess it just depends.
Yeah, and it's not like they're replacing them. Yeah. It's
no.
Just, there's such a joy and such a love. And when you, like for us, Doug, when we come home, and it could be such a rough day, and we come home and we see that little butt wiggle with pure
around.
Joy to see you. Like, we had a rough day and we might be exhausted and tired, but they have been waiting so long for us to come home to snuggle them
difference.
And pet them and play with them and everything.
Yeah.
And it takes you out of that mood and you realize, okay, maybe it wasn't really a bad day. Maybe it was a bad 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And I just struggled to get over it. And my little fur baby is helping me get over
That's
it.
That's it.
When you lose your little fur baby, maybe it's just like you're not replacing them. You're just trying to bring that joy back into the house.
Coming back, I take Daisy with me most of the time. She's in my truck with me, and we spend the day together. And sometimes I have to leave her home, and then at the end of the day when you come, or if I have to leave her here for a couple of days if I'm on a trip, and you come back, and she just looks at you. Like, first she can't figure out whether she's annoyed because you haven't been there, and mm-hmm. then she gets that smile on her face and rolls over and wants you to play with her rubber belly, and that's the thing. How can you, as you said, it's like opening a gift. That's what it is. It's opening a gift when you come back to them or around them. It just is. I think you have to look at it that way. Look at it. Having a pet is every time you come back into contact with them when you've been away from them, right? It's a gift.
It is. It's yep. so beautiful. And especially anybody who has two dogs. If one passes, I feel like they're a lot quicker to get another dog. Even yeah. more so for the fur baby who was left behind. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like they
I
don't
do.
Want them to be lonely.
All right, let's talk about our broken border for a bit. I don't know that I offer.
Can't
well,
you keep talking about dogs.
Yeah. Let's have a picture contest, right? Rather than bring the dog. Yeah, we probably could. Where's Warren when we? He's on vacation this week. He's not even around. Warren, next.
Ooh, hit.
Gone away. Right, exactly.
Wonder what we do. He okay, that broken border.
Yeah, the broken border. So, thank you. There's this, the children that are now pretty much all over the country. There are a lot of people who are trying to figure out, you know, the big farmers like Purdue and Tyson, the breaking of laws, the teenagers who are working in these slaughterhouses that come across the border and these no good SOBs hire them. 14, 15-year-old kids paying $2 an hour or whatever they do. The government looks the other way. As I've said many, many times, we're paying for the best government that does the worst job. Tragic is our word. It's abominable mm-hmm. that this kind of stuff is going on in 2023, and nobody in Washington is doing it. They're too busy arguing among themselves about control, The House Republicans, we've got a government shutdown that could take place next week. I'm figuring that they will do like they always do in the last minute. They'll figure it out. But one of their own, Mike Lawler, who's a representative, he's a Republican from New York, he said in his speech yesterday, this is sheer stupidity, talking about his fellow Republicans, the hardliners that are demanding all kinds of spending cuts. I'm with him. I think that we have unbelievable waste, fraud, and corruption in government. But is this the way to fix it? This guy has privately floated a new plan with some Democrats and middle-of-the-roaders in the Republican Party to try to keep the government opening or running after the 30th, which, what is that, next week from Saturday. Yep. So the drama. This Matt Gaetz and my friends in Florida tell me not to make, not to call people names. I don't know how to not call Matt Gaetz something. He's an obnoxious jerk. And the fact, now, you've heard me say that I like Kevin McCarthy because I think he's trying to make it all work. I'm not mm-hmm. sure. At the beginning, I thought he was okay because I didn't really know much about him. But I think he's trying to do with a bunch of people, it's like herding cats. These people, like Gaetz, and so he's attacking McCarthy. How do you attack the leader of your party and still expect to get assignments and committees? What are you? He's the one who's stupid. There are all these spats going back and forth. They continue to eat their young. Republicans are great at that. So here's another Florida Republican who's, Gaetz is from Florida, who's taking a shot at him. Basically telling him to shut up and sit down, or sit down and shut up. What are you bringing to the table is basically the question. And now there's another, more and more of the people who are actually thinking, no matter what their political, what their goal is, at least the thinkers are trying to sideline the noisemakers like Gaetz. And if it weren't for the fact that Lauren Boebert got caught with her hands in a place they weren't supposed to be, she'd be in there with him. right? But she's kind of laying low. And by the way, did you see that her husband sort of taking responsibility for their broken marriage, and it's his fault that she's the way she is?
I missed that.
No, check that out. Yeah, he just said, I apologize to everybody because I'm the reason she is the way she is. Our marriage didn't work because of me. She's frustrated, and she's trying to find somebody to be with, and yada, 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 yada. So, yeah, I'm not sure I'm buying that, but sounds interesting. Anyway, meanwhile, back on the ranch here, I'm going around in a circle kind of in three or four different directions, back to the broken border and what's going on here. Not only is there a big problem with child labor and how these big companies are basically doing what they want to do because they're so big, the government can't really control them. So you've got these people from Central America who know what the conditions are because their families tell them, okay, you can come here and the children go to work and at least we have money that we can, you know, we will be able to survive somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Or people
and the thought of a better life down the road.
Right. Now, coupled with all of that is the problem of illegal drugs, which is expected to be one of the biggest threats to our national security this year, next year. Overdoses, over 100,000 people died because of the illegal drugs that are being brought across the border and being sold in American cities and towns. Illegal drugs produced in Mexico and in China, sold in the United States. The problem, according to our government, is that they will kill more Americans than anything else. The Chinese, doesn't make any difference.
Mm-hmm.
At war with somebody, will kill hundreds of thousands of Americans because this administration and the people in general on the border are not doing anything to stop illegal drugs from coming across. The criminal, violent criminal enterprises that are running, the corruption that runs this, mm-hmm, is unbelievable. And this is what will destroy America, this kind
of addiction is a very real disease, and it's being exploited for business and for profit.
Yep. All right, take a deep breath, Doug. It's 18 after the hour, and this is Good Day.
Increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage with Lucas Fuel Treatment at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply add it to your tank at your next fill-up to eliminate carbon and varnish deposits. Get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Treatment for $10, plus two times O'Rewards points. See your O'Reilly Auto Parts store for details or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
Wait until you hear all the details about the next F-150 from Ford's Austin Davis. All right, I'll shut up now as he talks tech.
There's also some tech that we've had before that we've made more readily available, right? And so, like, an example of that is if you're looking at the 12-inch touchscreen. So every F-150 now from XL through the whole lineup has the 12-inch touchscreen. So that big screen in the middle, right? Everyone likes the big screen for nav, you're, you know, playing your music, whatever it may be. So 12-inch touchscreen standard across the board. In terms of new tech, a new 5G modem is now in standard across the lineup as well. So good for over-the-air software updates, Wi-Fi hotspot, things of that nature. So that's standard across the board. We're also going to bring in a heads-up display, which comes in at Lariat. So it kind of projects that, you know, vital information in front of your eyes. So that's on it as well. And then, you know, and Blue Cruise. So Blue Cruise is the hands-free driving. Is coming in. It's going to ship with the 1.2 version.
With today's auto news, I'm Laura Reynolds.
That's the roar of a 2023 Ram Power Wagon, and it might just become yours. It's the CarPro.com Win This Truck for Just a Saba promo. Imagine winning a truck worth over $100,000 for just $10. Plus, we're throwing in $8,500 cash to cover those taxes. And your entry supports the Hope Local Charity for Foster Kids. Hurry! Visit CarPro.com now and enter as many times as you like. CarPro.com, where you have a friend in the car buying business and maybe a new Ram Power Wagon in your driveway.
Don.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
All right, 23, half the hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Happy birthday to a number of people who are listening to the Good Day program. Scott Montmanoy. I don't know, that's how you pronounce the name. Steve Richards, hi. Nate Haskell, happy birthday to you from all of us here on the Good Day program. We were just talking off the air about Elon Musk and his latest public transgression on X. He's thinking about charging you for use of his social media platform. What is it called? A paywall? Is that it? That's the term that we used here, Jay. Small amount of a payment for each thing that you post. So a payment system that might be a tenth of a penny for everything you post, something like that. It supposedly would prioritize premium users' posts and help minimize the influence of bots. That's why when
bots, those pesky bots.
Yeah, when you I signed a document yesterday, and underneath it said I am not a robot, and I had to click onto that. You see that on some time.
I see that on a lot of web pages. It's either you just click on it or it's this grid of pictures, and it says click on the pictures with a streetlight or something like that, or a bicycle, and you have.
So are bots a big problem?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, there are a lot of programs that engage in a lot of this stuff, engage in social media, fill things out, push agendas. A lot of times if you see an account and they have 100,000 followers and you look at their posts and it's only like one or two likes per post, they probably bought those followers, and a majority of those followers are bots.
Yep. All right. So that helps clarify in my mind. He's introduced a lot of changes. You realize this is amazing. He's owned this thing for a year. Does that seem possible? When he bought Twitter, it was a year ago, 1st of October, so close to that anyway. And he wants to put the platform, he says, on a path to profitability. What the heck did he pay? Was it $44 billion or some crazy number?
It was some absurd number that he tried to reel out, and they wouldn't let him. They were holding him to it.
Yeah, right. So away we went on it, and I just find him to be a character. Okay, here's another social media item for this portion of this hour of the program. Surveys have been, I like surveys. You know, they don't tell you much. Sometimes polls, surveys, that kind of stuff. And so There's a new study out that basically cautions you about the opinions that come from social media. Basically, the advice here is to be aware that vocal minorities often, and maybe this is what he's trying to, this is another thing that Musk is trying to deal with, right? Social media users weighing in on a lot of issues, and that is, that information or the data is used by policymakers to come up with plans to fix this, that, or the other thing, or to deal with this, that, or the other thing.
Look at politicians, those who are far on the left, far on the right, get in the news a lot more. They're heard a lot more, even if you disagree with them, because they are the louder ones, as opposed to who's just left of center or right of center.
Yeah. So is this something, when you get down to it, that we all ought to be... should I stay away from polls? I ask that question from time to time. I find polls interesting just to talk about, but what do they really, you know, what do they really do for you? We ask people questions on our social media site, right? We asked about strikes. Look at all the strikes. United Auto Workers, Writers Guild of America, Screen Actors Guild, the hospital. We have a strike here in my hometown where the nurses are going on strike. Flight attendants, apparently. There's some thought that there would be a strike against them. So anyway, and we asked you what you thought about it. Unions are important, so says Julie Kapp. They give us the 40-hour work week. I support them. All right, so there's one point of view. Hello. It's 28 hours.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The wreckage of a missing FB-35B stealth fighter jet has been found in South Carolina. Military and civilian agencies have been searching for the jet around two lakes near Charleston, but located a debris field some 2 hours northeast of the city in rural Williamsburg County. The pilot ejected from the cockpit and parachuted to safety in a North Charleston neighborhood over the weekend. The investigation as to the cause remains under investigation. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna says he hopes the Office of Progressive District Attorney George Gascon will prosecute the man suspected in the ambush killing of one of his deputies over the weekend to the fullest extent of the law.
Ryan's family will never see him again.
Kevin Salazar, who was taken into custody yesterday morning after barricading himself in a home for several hours. Thanks for listening. We are USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
Hi, guys. It's Jen. And don't forget, we're rolling out the red carpet just for you. You're the star. Call 855-999-DOUG and add to the conversation. That's 855-999-3684.
Whistle, as opposed to that whistle. Excuse me, a blueberry stuck in my throat. Okay. I really do. I mean, see if I wash it down.
And I love that you were blowing the train whistle. You had enough air for that one, though.
I did. My air, the trachea is not plugged up. It's just got a blueberry stuck in it. Much as anything else. All right, so let's see what's going on here on the Good Day front. A plane carrying five American citizens who've been freed as part of a deal between our country and Iran have made it back here. So are we melting the ice between our country and Iran? And is that appropriate? A lot of people don't like the Iranians. I actually, the Iranian government, see, the thing is, we don't separate. I remember when I lost that Chinese company because I referred to the virus.
I heard about that, yes.
Yeah, as the Chinese virus. So it's not about, when I talk about China and with disdain, it's the government. And the same thing with Iran. Our beef isn't with the Iranian people. It's with the government of Iran. Our beef with the Chinese, not with the Chinese people, the Chinese and the Russians, or who, pick a country that we are having crossed purposes with. Mm-hmm. And it's never the people of the country. You know, look at the trouble that Russia has had mustering up enough force among its people to go after the Ukrainians. The people of the world, and this is perhaps a good thing, one of the things that comes out of social media that's good, is awareness of what's wrong. And the Iranian people are very well educated, to go back to them, and the dissatisfaction they have, we have it here. Nobody likes Biden. Or very few, just the political insiders in the Democratic Party, that's it.
And not so much, it's just about party.
Right. And so you see how that stuff takes hold. Understanding, I don't know why I mentioned it so much today, but I was a political science major in school. But understanding how governments work, maybe that's why I'm so cynical about government, because I actually understand how they work. What the business is of government. Government is a big, huge business. And it's a monopoly, right? And they can extract money from you. It's not like you were even volunteer to go buy a new car, and how they extract money from you and you buy a new car. This is, they extract money from you and you're not buying anything. It's just, we're going to take this from you because we need it. Why do you need it? Well, we've got to run the country. Really? And how great a job are you doing running the country? Oh, we only have a deficit of $91 trillion or whatever the hell it is. And it's 31, it seems like. When you get to those numbers, right, who cares? Anyway, back to the national security implications of these five people who were detained in Iran. They're in fairly good health, apparently. I'm trying to remember why they were taken in the first place. Some of them have not been identified. They don't want to be identified. They were detained wrongly. I think they were just over there traveling, right? Weren't they? The family, there's a family and a son, I think. But I'm trying to go back to when they were grabbed and why they were grabbed. They were just innocently over there. They posed no threat to the country. They just were in the wrong place at the wrong time. So apparently there are a couple of other countries that were involved in negotiating their freedom, South Korea, Switzerland, couple of Middle Eastern countries. So Winken, Blinken, and Nod, our Secretary of State, I went over there to bring him back. He said, "It is with great pleasure I have had an emotional conversation with the Americans, and they're okay on their way back." This was yesterday when they were on their way back. There's an FBI agent that was captured at the same time, a guy named Bob Levinson. They don't know where he is. I think he's been over there for 16 years, so you can figure he's long gone, right? Put him out to dig a hole, and that'd be the end of him. As soon as they found out he was an FBI agent, see you later. So anyhow, this was a deal that was struck. U.S. promised to grant clemency to five Iranians and to facilitate Iran's access to $6 billion in frozen oil revenue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this goes back to the Obama administration. Remember when they were, and Biden is, I guess, moderately culpable for this as well, because he was part of the administration. People will hang this on him, and maybe it needs to be hung on him. I'm not going to, you make your own judgments up on that stuff, whether I did or I didn't, or whether he yada, yada, yada. The the idea that these people were just, first of all, why the hell are you traveling in Iran? That may have been the first. Why did you take a trip to Iran?
Well, what were their roots, though? Was that, were they visiting family?
I don't know. Yeah, the names look like they could be Middle Eastern. Maybe they are. I didn't see that in the story. Did you see that in there? I've forgotten why they got grabbed up.
I didn't, but that's what I typically think. I have a friend who has family in Syria, and her parents, she's first-born American, and they would go to Syria a lot, and then there was a time when they were like, they couldn't go to Syria, but they could go to other areas, and then family would meet them there.
Mm. So one of these guys is an Iranian-born American citizen, has dual citizenship. He was sentenced to 10 years in prison in 2015. He was convicted of collaborating with a hostile government because of he was tied to the United States. So he had a two passports, and they grabbed him and put him in jail because he was supposedly an American agent because he had an American passport. This is how these people think, right? Now, am I telling you that it's not possible this would have happened? No, it could have happened. Mm-hmm. We all know there are a lot of these people, my wife's brother was a CIA operative for years, and he was in the he claimed to be in the rug business, or he sold dyes to rugs. I don't know what the heck it was, but he traveled all over the world, and that was, he never admitted it. I remember even me, I asked him. He looked at me. He was a good guy. He's still alive. He's a good guy, but very quiet, seemingly on the surface, very, very, very studious, very serious about everything. He was very, very serious.
And underneath, he's like straight up Liam Neeson?
Maybe. So the United States had frozen $6 billion in Iranian oil revenue. So they just gave it back to him. But they put it in a bank in South Korea. Because they couldn't. This is how silly this stuff is, right? They can't give them back the money. We froze the account, but in order for them to get it back again, we can't just give them the money back. We had to funnel it through a bank in South Korea.
Huh? Is that a protection source to make sure that they don't access something else that they shouldn't?
Maybe. Well, one of the things that is not a part of this story, is the Iranian nuclear program. Excuse me for a second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Iranian nuclear program.
Yeah, the fact that we've been on them. I still have the blueberry stuck in my throat.
Did it hit the side on the way down?
I don't. It feels like it's stuck under my tongue. Mm. That's a strange thing. Almost like I have to have some food or a drink of water. Let's see if that'll wash it down. No. Well, it seems to be moving around. Anyway, one of the other guys that was captured was a guy with an Iranian, an American, and a British passport. So they figured, this guy, he's got to be a spy. So it was, maybe they are. We're going to admit it? We're not going to admit it. But was it worth $6 billion? That's the question, probably. Was it worth $6 billion? It wasn't our money. It was their money, but we grabbed it when they were being jerks a number of years ago.
Real spies would be a little bit more difficult to catch. Am I wrong?
I don't know.
It wouldn't just be upon, checking the passports and everything. It would be something more significant.
Yeah, that would be... That does seem... Yeah. And now, speaking of Joe Biden, I'm looking at the latest overview. I take a big, big, deep breath because this reflects on me and my age as well. Any of us who are in that, in that pew. And what the challenge to have us continue to function. Why shouldn't we function? Age shouldn't be the arbiter here. Although there are a lot of people trying to make it that. Even Mitt Romney said last week, right? Time for younger people to come along. Trump, get out of the way.
Yeah,
Biden,
get
out of the way.
Generation in here.
Yeah, right. But the people who are around, a lot of them are not you know, they're not good at what they do. Look at somebody who's a shining star who's coming along. Can you name one, whether it be a Democrat or Republican? Maybe this is all up to this. This is maybe too much of a subjective question. Like people used to point their finger, look at AOC. She's the future of the Democratic Party. Mm-hmm. No, she's not. Look at Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's the future of the Republican Party. No, she's not. And so why is it always men that I pick up? Okay, I'll point at some men that seem to be well-known. I'm trying to make a point here. The number of people who are good and what the news media says about these people that shape our opinions. Because if we don't have news that covers who these people are, how do we know who they are? You know, what are they, going to look at Wikipedia? And where does the stuff come from that's in Wikipedia? So now there's this whole push among the more liberal established newspapers like the New York Times, The Guardian, other news organizations that are being called into action. The editor of The Guardian has said this week that we have to be truthful, not neutral. I would make sure, she was talking to reporters, that you don't just give a platform to those who want to crash down the Constitution and democracy. You realize how wrong that is? The news media is supposed to be the truth. It isn't the truth and facts and all that stuff. And the news media is supposed to be neutral. I'm going to save this because this needs some more time. This is something that really is concerning to me. Now it's 48 after on Good Day.
New wiper blades but aren't sure which ones are right for you? The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. We'll show you the best options for your specific vehicle and even install your new wipers for free. And right now save $10 per pair on Bosch Focus wiper blades, plus get 2x O Rewards points. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Here comes Elizabeth riding on her white horse to help Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller, those people who want to get transformed, Elizabeth, right?
Exactly. You know, Calitran, it's not a magic pill. It's nothing crazy. But what it is it's healthy weight loss. Healthy weight loss is 1 to 2 pounds a week. That's where you can maintain it and keep it off even after you get off of the product. Calitran has a huge 86% success rate. So you're going to see the results with it. When you drop 10, 20, 30, 40, or even 100 pounds, you're walking around with so much less weight on your body. You just feel good. You've got more energy. You've got less joint pain. Overall, you feel better, more confident. You, like, all of your numbers start looking better across the board, too. You're getting healthier. So it just feels good all around when you're doing it the right way.
That's it. Toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. In addition to all the other great things that we've talked about here, you get free shipping using that. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. Toploss.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a
smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here on American America's Good Day Health. Yep, Dr. Jack is here. His website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, visited by thousands of people when he mentions it, when I mention it. The latest podcast of Good Day Health with Dr. Jack, focusing on what happens to your bodies if you don't get enough salt. Among other things, what your body needs a certain amount of. You always fly in the face of what conventional medicine. Don't have salt's bad for you. Don't have salt. And you say, well, isn't it like anything else in moderation? Yes.
Well,
no,
maybe? The truth of the matter. The truth of the matter is that medicine, modern medicine, is usually 20 to 30 years behind the latest science, because they just get caught up in, you know, a kind of a rut.
BS.
And, yeah, and, it's, you know, and whatever they're not up on, they're down on. You know, I mean, completely illogic, but that's the way it works. Mm. And, no, we desperately need salt. The body needs salt. You need the chloride from the sodium chloride to make hydrochloric acid. People on low-salt diets usually have serious digestion problems. And you need sodium as one of the most important of your electrolytes to balance the electrical conductivity through the body, not alone, or not even mentioning the sodium-potassium pump that creates energy from cell to cell. And our bodies need this. And there's research that shows that hypertension is affected maybe in 1% of the cases by the amount of salt in somebody's diet.
Huh. All right, there, you heard it first on this program, folks, from Dr. Jack Stockwell, who now has some advice for those of you who have been, like all of us, who are listening to the radio or watching television, inundated with promotion for the latest COVID vaccines. Ah, they've been approved
and
by the FDA.
Remember, there are no human trials. There are no human trials on the latest stuff coming out, just mice.
Yeah, let's listen.
Squeak, squeak, just, squeak.
Yeah, that's right. And there's a growing... There's a growing body of evidence that shedding is a very real thing, meaning you can catch whatever is in those vials that people have been injected with just by being near someone who's been recently jabbed.
Yeah,
and so you remember back during the COVID 1.0, Dr. Zelenko just gained notoriety for his Z-Stack formula, which is just zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D. I mean, even Trump famously was taking that when everybody else was getting sick, and he marched
that's
out.
That's Trump medicine. I'm not taking that.
Early.
I'm not taking that Trump fix. It's bad. It has to be. If Trump's taking it, it's got to be bad for you.
And he goes marching out of the hospital earlier than he should have, just as strong.
And he was really sick. All of the politics and all the BS aside, Trump, I was told by somebody that I know that I trust who was on the inside, he was very, very sick for three or four days.
And he took that Z-Stack and then marched out of the hospital.
Yep. All right.
So we're just talking about zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, vitamin D, all of those available at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
So quercetin, how does that mean? Zinc, pretty much, I think everybody knows about that. Vitamin C, vitamin D. Echinacea is something in golden seal. I also say to people who have gotten colds or flus or whatever, quercetin seems to be
a miracle.
Yeah, but quercetin seems to be late to the party. Not a lot of people know what quercetin is. You want to give us a quick explanation of what that is, where it comes from, how do we get it?
Sure. Simply what it is, it's a natural pigment that occurs in very colorful fruits and vegetables, red apples, grapes, berries, all that kind of stuff. It's a very powerful antioxidant. And it's one of the flavonoids.
Mm-hmm.
And a flavonoid is something that helps to prevent free radical damage. It supports overall good health and longevity. There are studies that indicate that it could reduce inflammation. It helps with allergies. It helps to lower blood pressure. And it's just one of the things Mother Nature has packed away in her fruit and her vegetables, in organic form, mind you, that is just one of the many, many things that she has to offer us in the sense of getting our food, our natural immune-building, body-building stuff from Mother Nature, not from the food processing plants.
All right.
And
zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D. Those are the things to get.
On that stuff now.
Forget about getting the shot. That's what Jack says, and I agree with him.
Wait a second. I cannot legally say forget about the shot.
I can say it.
I can legally say study it before you ever think about doing it.
Yeah, that would be more direct. Don't get a shot. Get this stuff instead. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health at 59 after the hour.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.